what your weakness is. But if they think prayer is your weakness, then let them go on with it. Can I get a witness? So they told the king, we need you to fix this decree up. And you sign this decree. The king undoubtedly didn't think very well. But he only thought about the fact that they told him that you have the power. And when you tell somebody that they got the power, then they're going to exercise their power. You don't hear me? So they said, King, you got the power to make the petition to every man that make the decree to every man to not to make a petition to his God. But you said it long day. You don't hear me? But Daniel didn't stop praying to God. He continued to pray. And they caught Daniel upstairs on his knee. And they went and told the king what Daniel was doing. And they reminded the king, Lord King.
Thanks for joining us for this ministry. If you would like to write or contact us, our address is 736 Ducote Lane, P.O. Box 664, Cottonport, Louisiana. The telephone number is 318-876-3316. Our pastor number is area code 318-253-8608.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. You know, I've been talking about people going to heaven and hell and all that. But I found here in the Bible a chapter. I wondered about what happens to the people that are not born into the family of God. You see, like I said there in John 1:12, God gives us the privilege to become sons of God. But not everyone will become sons of God, and everyone that's saved will not be sons of God. Because I find here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, it's a chapter that puzzles me, but like I say, we know in part now, and we'll know in full when we are resurrected, after we're resurrected. But this chapter is quite fascinating to me, and I think the Spirit has led me to share this with you. And I'm going to read this chapter. I won't be able to finish it today, but I will continue in it until I am finished. And it's chapter 65. I'm going to start from verse 1 and read the whole chapter. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations. People who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend their nights keeping secret vigil, who eat the flesh of pigs and whose pots hold broth of unclean meat, who say, keep away, don't come near me, for I am too sacred for you. Such people are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that keeps burning all day. See, it stands written before me. I will not keep silent, but will pay back in the full. I will pay it back into their laps, both your sins and the sins of your fathers, says the Lord. Because they burned sacrifices on the mountains and defied me on the hills, I will measure into their laps the full payment of their former deeds. This is what the Lord says. As when juice is found in a cluster of grapes, and men say, don't destroy it, there is yet some good in it, so will I do in behalf of my servants. I will not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, those who will possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them. And there will my servants live. Sharon will become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a resting place for herds, for my people who seek me. But as for you who forsake the Lord and forget my holy mountain, who spread a table for fortune and fill bowls with mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you for the sword, and you will all bend down for the slaughter. For I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen. You did evil in my sight and chose what displeases me. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My servants will eat, but you will go hungry. My servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. My servants will sing out of the joy of their hearts, but you will cry out from anguish of heart and wail in brokenness of spirit. You will leave your name to my chosen ones as a curse. The Sovereign Lord will put you to death, but his servants he will give another name. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the God of truth. He who takes an oath in the land will swear by the God of truth. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from mine eyes. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered a curse. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord. They and their descendants with them, because they call, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lions will eat straw like the ox, but dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Now, I read that whole chapter because it's saying to me, and this is just me, it's not, you can take it and whatever you see in it, but I see that after so many people are in this church, and like I said last week, I think it was, Jesus told Peter that he would build his church on what I understand, that his church on the revelation knowledge. And this is what Peter had when Peter, he asked who did people say he was and who did the disciples say he was, and Peter said, thou art the Son of the living God. And he said, this was not revealed to you by man, but directly from my Father. Upon this rock I will build my church. Now, my understanding of that is he's going to build his church on the revelation knowledge and his written word. Now, he said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Now, he didn't say the gates of hell wouldn't attack. And they've been attacking, like I said, from the beginning. Even while Jesus was here, they attacked his church, his people. And he's not going to stop until God puts an end to it, and only God can end it, and only God knows. And this book is our guideline to teach us some things about our Creator. Not everything, but some things. We'll never know everything, not in this life. But there's enough here for us to choose God's way. And he says in his word, those who diligently seek me, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. First, you have to believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now here, like I said, this is saying that not everybody is going to be sons of God. And here it says servants. They're servants of God. Now, I strive to, am I striving to become a son of God? This is the highest that man can achieve. Like I said, it's here in the Bible. I may have it wrong by thinking this, but this is what I think about it. God said we could become his sons. This is by diligently following his instruction, his word, as Jesus did. But some of us are not going to get that. Some of us are going to fall short, and maybe we'll, and like I said, each one of us, our reward will be different. We're not going to all get the same reward. But God is a God that don't believe in waste. I think about when Jesus fed the 5,000 with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. He had the disciples to pick up the scraps that nothing be